It's Monday, the 17th of March. St. Patrick's Day. So, I wish all the Irish throughout the world, particularly those in Ireland, but all the Irish throughout the world, I'm sure their hearts will be there today sometime. A very good day. And a happy St. Patrick's Day. Oh, that means me as well, because I'm half Irish. That's the McColgan part. I was thinking about my granny and granda. That's on my mum's side. That's the Irish part, Irish half. My granny, she was Scots. My granda was Irish through and through, even till the day he died. He had that beautiful Irish lilt. Memories. Ugh, we'll maybe do memories later. Don't want to, because it will. if I start talking about that, yeah. Okay, so it's overcast this morning. Strong winds again, but it's dry at least at the moment. Oh my God, I was sleeping last night. Sound, absolutely sound, and my wife woke me up. She had to get up, so by habit, I guess, I got up. I went back to bed. I was so tired. And guess what? Off we went again, and I made a little trip off, not being able to get back to sleep. And then the dreaded kicked in. Well, I said that was an unintentional pun. The restless leg syndrome. Even saying it now, I can feel my knees twitching. Oh my God. It wasn't a severe bout, but it was enough to keep me awake for a long, long while. Tossing and turning, legs out below the covers, hanging over the side of the bed. Oh, every contortion. Eventually, I got back to sleep. And then I woke up about 6:30 with the daylight. And lay for a while. Oh dear God. I looked at the clock and it was... I actually guessed pretty well. Because I woke at 6:48 the other morning there and thought, well, every day's a wee bit longer, so... Or a wee bit brighter in the morning, so I said, it was probably about 6:44. I wasn't far wrong. 6:45. So then I had to lie there, waking for another quarter hour till alarm went off. So a half night's sleep, I guess. Feeling a wee bit weary. But hey ho. And we had a good day yesterday. We down Lanark, down the Clyde Valley for a wee jaunt and up into Lanark itself. It's a nice place. And I had a cup of tea at Lanark Loch. An old haunt, used to take the kids up there. Had a wee picnic, side of the loch. So although I'm pretty much shattered a bit, can you say that? Can you be shattered a bit? Well, anyway, I'm shattered. I'm feeling quite positive, I'm feeling quite good. And if all goes well today, there will be a new addition to the family. I'll talk about that later. Can't believe that in a pot behind me, a pot that had bulbs in it last year. Well, I see bulbs growing. There is actually a bluebell. Is it a bluebell or is it a wee tiny crocus? It's a single flower, so it might be a tiny wee crocus. Purple lilac. And my forsythia bush, it's already started into flower, which I hadn't noticed. Those beautiful yellow bells. My vinca. No, is it vinca? No, it's not vinca, it's... Oh my goodness, my mind's went blank. It'll come. It's covered in massive flower clusters, but they're not open yet. Viburnum. Yes, that's the beastie. Viburnum tinus. What else is jumping up? Ah, the muscari is leaping up in massive rate knots, but they're in pots in the herb garden. Just nice to almost every morning to find something new. Wouldn't it be great if that could happen in life? You know, every day something nice hits you. Every day. No matter how little it would be. Are you yawning, Mr. Blackbird? It was, you know. That was a yawn. I've never seen a bird yawn before. Did you have a restless legs night? Did you? Or did the missus have you up during the night, having to go? Mm-hmm. My daffs. Oh, there's a clump over there that are, oh, they're out. Beautiful. I love those little tete-a-tete, you know, the miniature daffs. Just seems that the garden's just desperate to burst into the world. You know, the grass looks like some poor green thing. Ah, well, it's more natural the way it is, you know, and I'm all for nature. I can see blue sky. Just a hole in the clouds, basically. Oh, for those days when it's warm and blue skies with the odd puffy cloud drifting slowly overhead, casting its little shadow on the earth as it passes, giving welcoming shade for a minute or two. Well, it was just a picture in my mind. Hmm.